Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How you doing? You doing okay, my liberal friends? Are you making it? Can you pull yourself up off the floor? You're going to be okay? I'll give you a second. All right, wipe your face. Get the goddamn tears off your face. All right, look at me. You're going to be all right. almost two days off this election, folks. But we'll get to it. We'll get to it. As always, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate it. So please tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell somebody that you hate to listen to. I don't care who it is. Just tell somebody. I'm going to try and keep this one clean. I'm going to try, but I doubt it. I'm going to try, though. We'll see. So you don't have to feel bad about sharing it, you know, because it'll be a clean podcast, nice and PC, just like you like, folks. But not PC, just, I don't know, what would you call it? Just not vulgar. But I like to curse. But I'm going to start off with my milestone, as I always do. For those who don't know, I have a son named Miles, and every week I like to do these milestones. I know, I'm a genius. Sit down, stop clapping. I get it. He's starting to tell me about his day, which is kind of new. You know, Hunter did this, Connor did that. Somebody copied me. This is what I did in school. So it's just cool to hear him give me his perspective on how his day went and everything, instead of just saying it was good, you know. So I'm starting to hear how he feels about things, and I like that. So every week, you know, just another little tiny piece to the becoming a person puzzle is added, and it's a really fun journey, and yeah, so that's the milestone. All right, so we're gonna jump into what everybody wants to talk about. You know what's sweeping the nation. You know, so everybody's emotions are high. You know, either whether it's good or bad, but people are just really emotional about, you know, this. And I agree, everybody. The Knicks do not know how to run a triangle offense. It's terrible. But you know what? We'll get through this. We'll get through it. I mean, Phil Jackson is a genius. They'll figure it out, you know? Yes, I understand it. It slowly just becomes just an isolation offense. Yeah, I get it. It's a lot of ISO with Melo. A lot of ISO with Jennings. I get it, folks. But we'll get through it. We'll be okay. We'll be all right. They'll figure it out. I know you guys don't want to talk about the Knicks trying to run an awful triangle offense. The election, the 2016 election, is over. Thank God. It's about time. It is about time. And as we all know, Donald J. Trump will be the 46th? Was he 44 and 45 or 43 and 44? 44 and 45. 46th president. I don't know. So how does it work? Are you? Because I know he was 44. I know that. But if you win again, are you the 45th? Are you still the... Would you count it twice? I feel like Bill Burr just going down this weird rabbit hole of asking myself questions. I guess if you're counting each term, it would be the 46. But I think that, I don't know if they count the number of presidents. I guess he would be the 45th president. I don't know. I have no idea. Do I have to actually go back and do this all over again because this part was stupid? He's going to be the next one, whether it's 45 or 46. And people are like, look at this guy. He doesn't even know the number of the presidents. He doesn't even know. They'll call me an idiot because I don't know. But the dude they just elected doesn't know anything about politics. But that's fine because they want somebody who's not a politician. But anyway, we're going to be fine, everybody. We're going to be fine. All my black friends, see you out in the cotton field. We're going to be, no, we're not, look. We're not going back to slavery, okay? That's the last thing Republicans want. They would complain about that. I can't believe they're just giving these people jobs because they're black and they get somewhere to live. That's racist. I want that. Not even from like a humanitarian aspect or caring about slavery. It was just like another handout for blacks. Look at them, all employed. But we're going to be fine, honestly. We're going to be fine. I don't really see much of anything happening. I get it. It's scary. Yes, this guy has a certain part of his base that voted for him because they think that this dude is going to take America back to like the 1950s. It's not going to happen. But you had ignorant people who thought, black people that thought Obama was just going to hand black people shit. That didn't happen. Okay? So there's not going to be some time warp where it's going to be Jim Crow again. It's not. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's going to be those pockets of people that think that, and I'm pretty sure that next day there was some white dude somewhere that tried to cut some black lady in line at a Kroger and was like, Trump nigger move, and then he got the shit slapped out of him. I couldn't go without cussing. I can't, you know, I know that probably happened somewhere. But people will learn very quickly that's just not gonna happen. So it's not. Now, if you're a Trump supporter, and that's fine. I don't like the people that are now like telling Clinton supporters they need to get over it and stop crying, you know, grow up, toughen up. And it's just like, you've been crying for 8 years, every day for 8 years, nonstop. Obama this, Obama that. He did that to me. I hate him. He sucks. I can't wait till this is over. Obama did this to me. My life is in ruins. Obamacare sucks. My life sucks. And it's just like, you've been doing that for eight years, okay? Give people a few days. It's someone else's turn to complain. But just to have the balls to try to tell somebody to shut up right after you've been crying for 8 years, it's pretty stupid. Okay? It's pretty dumb. Now you're starting to see, protests, marches and stuff. People, he's not my president. At bottom line, he's your president. Okay? Because when you had these hillbilly hicks doing that shit when Obama was president, you were saying, you know, yes, he is your president. Stop being disrespectful. You need to remember that yourself. He's your president. You might not like him. I guess you don't have to claim him. But at the end of the day, he's the president. Point blank. And if you're a right-wing dude and you're seeing these protests and you're going, oh, look at these people. They can't even handle this. They're out protesting. You had right-wing people on Twitter talking about pitchforks and torches. I'm going to grab my musket and I'm going to Washington to clean it out and all this kind of stuff. So let's not jump on that high horse too quickly, because if the shoe was on the other foot, there would be a lot of angry-ass militia dudes talking about they want to take the country back. Our country's being stolen from us, so Let's tone it down, okay? You just happen to be on the winning side. Have a little bit of class, just like you're always asking athletes, okay, to have when they score a touchdown. Have some goddamn class, all right? Just you won, and let that be it, okay? Have some class. Another thing that kind of bothers me, too, is this electoral college thing. I mean, you see it at every election, how it's, oh, well, even just during the election season, but especially after, when people don't like the results that come out. We got to get rid of it. It sucks. It's stupid. But you only hear that from the losing side. You only hear that from the losing side. If Hillary would have won because, you know, she won the popular vote, that's not how it works. You know that's not how it works. And I get it. If you feel like you're from a state that doesn't matter, it's just, hey, more Republicans voted in Kentucky. They get, you know, You get the Republican electoral votes. That's just how the shit works. I mean, if you want to really feel like your vote, quote unquote, counts more, go to somewhere where, you know, the state is blue or red. It's just there's more people in that state that have those political views. Therefore, their vote is going to go towards the Republican side. That's just how it is. I don't know. It's just you want to fix it when you lose. But if you won, you're like, hey, this is the system we got. This is how it is. It's always been this way. I mean, I've never seen anybody like, you know what? I don't like this Electoral College vote. This guy won the popular vote. It should really be what the people say. Even Donald Trump tweeted 4 years ago how the Electoral College is a disaster for democracy. You heard him say the entire time that the shit's rigged. The media is against them. The establishment is against them. And this dude wins. Do you hear him complaining now? No, because he benefited from it. This is how people are. It only sucks when you don't win. When you win, it's fine. I just wish we could just see the hypocrisy in ourselves, because we damn sure can see it in each other. And it's just not productive. I don't like to do, but I feel like I'm going to be fine. It's like you've been telling people, like, man, how, you know, with Obama, it's like you hear people complain about how awful he is. And they say he's the worst president to ever be. And if we got through that, fine. You'll get through Donald Trump. That's what I'm saying. Unless this dude really just creates global chaos and pushes us into a nuclear war, we'll be fine. I mean, but somewhat shit has to happen. I get it. The dude's a loose cannon. You're afraid. But honestly, I've seen people say this, and I kind of had the thought. It's like, now you kind of see how some white people felt when Obama took office the first time. You know, it was scary. I'll give them that. They were nervous. People were nervous for different reasons. Now, I love watching Van Jones last night, actually 2 nights ago, talking about the white lash that this kind of represented. And I can't, you know, and I have friends that voted for Donald Trump. I don't think they're racist. I mean, there's people, just like for both sides, there's people who vote party lines. Everybody has their thing as to why they like the candidate that they do. All right, yeah, you got white supremacists that like this dude because they feel like this guy is going to restore this white, you know, national order, and, you know, things are going to go the way they should be and back to 1950s and the con. Yeah, you got that. You have those folks. You got people who really just think this dude's going to bring the economy back. You got people who just, again, vote party lines. You got people who just want to shake it up. You do have people who don't want a woman in the White House. It's just, you got a whole bunch of different reasons why people vote for people. I mean, you got people who voted for Hillary just because they want a woman in there. People who just, they just sick of white dudes in the White House. I mean, to me, it's all stupid. You know, if you have these, I can't say it's stupid. If that's a value to you, that's a value to you. But it is stupid if you think this dude's going to take it back to the 1950s and you're a white supremacist and you think he's just going to give you all this power. Yeah, you're fucking stupid. But people voted for Obama because he was just black. Everyone does it. Everyone has their own reason why they do it. And it's just like, just get over it. But also, it just shows you, I'll say this. I should have said this earlier. I think it does say something about our country where we can elect somebody that kind of has done and said the things that he said and done. But I do take some comfort in knowing it wasn't everybody. I mean, numbers are showing about 46 to 47% of eligible voters didn't vote at all. So that's almost half the people. It's almost half the people. And about half of those people, or more than half, I don't know the number, because she won the popular vote. So however it works out, however the math works out, more people voted for him than they did for her. That's not even true. God damn it. The way it all worked out, he got the most electoral votes that got him the presidency. So I take a little bit of solace in that. It's not like he was saying all this racist shit, and then 95% of all the eligible voters went out, and then he got 95% of the votes. I mean, that would say a lot more. And I'm not trying to say that America isn't racist at all, because it really is. It is really a racist ass country. There's a lot of good people here too, but quite a few disenfranchised, angry, upset people came out, and they wanted their voices heard. And that's what happened. This motherfucker won. People didn't take it seriously. Too many people just did not take this election serious at all. I mean, when you hear you got 15,000 people voting for Harambe, it's just like, what the fuck are you doing? Just stay home at this point. Just stay home. I know a dude said he wrote in Tom Hanks and Charles Barkley. What the fuck? What was that going to do? I think they would be good. So you think that the state of Virginia, they're going to look at your ballot and go, oh, fuck, that's a good idea. We should get Tom Hanks, a fucking actor, and Charles Barkley, a Hall of Fame basketball player / analyst, to come in and run the country. Now, did he think that ticket would go viral? And why Tom Hanks? You know Tom Hanks hasn't done any of the things that he's done in the movie, right? This motherfucker, he's not an astronaut. He's not a World War II vet. He's not a pilot that saved a plane and saved the shit and landed on the Hudson River. He's done none of that stuff. He hasn't been a castaway. He never had his body switched. I don't understand what Tom Hanks has done personally that would make you think that he's this great dude, other than the fact that he likes to play heroes in movies. People didn't take it seriously. Even the people, the pollsters, they were like, yeah, he has no chance at winning. I think they said when this thing started, it was a 90% chance that she was going to win. That's how sure she was. And I get it. You had people who thought like, oh, she's got this. She doesn't need my vote. They didn't go out and vote. They say 6 million less Democrats went out and voted this time. 46% of people, that's almost half, they didn't come out. They didn't come out. So it's like, you did it to yourself, man. But I think we need this as a country. I think we really do. I think at some point in time, people need to get what they asked for. You want this dude? At a minimum, I'm going to get material out of it. And I wish the guy the best. I know I said, you know, I don't really care for him. But I don't want the whole team to fail because I don't like this dude. Yeah, he's promised a lot of shit that he, like this, I saw part of his winning speech. And I mean, the shit he said he was going to do the first day, it's just like, I don't care who you are. You don't do that type of shit your first day at work. You got to get walked around. They got to show you what a supply closet is. You got to get your computer accounts. They got to show you the lady who always has the best candy at her desk. You're not going to do much of anything your first day. You don't even know where the good shitting bathroom is. And you talking about you want to sign all these executive orders and repeal that, repeal this. You're not going to have time, DJ. It's not going to happen. They got to walk you around. This guy over here, he's a Steelers fan. You got to do all that shit. You got to do all that. You got to fake laugh, shake hands with people, you know, find out where all the good lunch spots are. You got to get your desk set up. You know, when you get your computer account, you know that shit's not going to work right the first day. So you're not signing shit. You're going to be too busy getting your stuff in order, getting packs of pens and pencils that you're never going to use. You got to get your picture set up on your desk, Donald. You're not going to have time for that shit the first day. So relax. Give it a week or two. Okay? Give it a week or two, buddy, before you talk about what you're going to do the first hour. Because you're probably going to get lost anyway. As we all do, first day of work, don't know where to go. All right, I think that's it. Hopefully that wasn't too rambly, but those are my few thoughts. I'm trying to make sure I hit everything. I think I did. I think I hit most of it. But those are my views about what's taking place. I think we'll be fine. That'd be funny if they found this podcast like 5 years from now. Like in some nuclear rubble. So this dude had no idea what was coming. And they listen to it. They like blowed all that nuclear dust off of it from the nuclear winter we had. And they were like, Jesus, man, this guy, he had no clue. No clue what was coming. That is kind of scary when you watch a lot of movies and you hear people say like, it's going to be fine. And they have that cut scene. And the next thing you know, it's just like totally gone to shit. I wish life had that. But everybody's like, calm down, we'll be okay. And then like the next scene, it's just fucking just complete chaos. But I don't know. That's all you can say is it's going to be okay. That's all you can say. Because, I mean, just in life, bad shit's going to happen. And then when you start, you know, expecting bad shit to happen, it just adds to the stress. It adds to the anxiety. It adds to the depression. So just tell yourself, it's going to be okay. All right? If you're that worried, go out. Get your CCW. Get your concealed carry permit. Go get a gun. Learn how to use it. Save some food. Buy a tent if you're that scared. And look, people, nobody's moving anywhere. No one's moving anywhere. You know, people are like, oh, Schumer needs to get the fuck out. She's like, she was never going anywhere. No celebrities are going anywhere. People said it before, so stop acting like this shit's new, okay? No one's moving anywhere. It's just shit people say. All right. Like Mark Cuban saying he would rather lose all his money than have Donald Trump as the president. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. If that's the case, let's switch spots there, Mark Cuban. You can take the $228 in my checking account, and I'll take whatever money you have. Okay? Let's switch. Let's switch, buddy. Let's see how that works out for you. Actually, he would probably take that $228 and turn it back into another billion. So, but all right, that's it. That's the show, everybody. Have a good one. So please be nice to each other. It's going to be a tense few days. People will say dumb shit on both sides. So just keep your cool, all right? And see, this is when the cutscene. I'm like, keep your cool. And then the cutscene is me at a grocery store. Somebody calling me a nigger, and then next thing you know, they're getting a jar of pickle beets right to the lips. So if you can, keep it cool, man. All right? We'll be fine. Have fun this weekend. Happy Veterans Day. Happy Marine Corps birthday. If you hear this today and you live in the area, I will be at the DC Improv tomorrow night, 7:30, doing a veterans show. And I might be in Baltimore on Saturday hanging out with some friends. Oh, Dave Chappelle is hosting SNL this weekend, so please tune in. That will probably be the best SNL of all time. So please tune in and watch Dave Chappelle post-election host SNL. It's going to be the Super Bowl of comedy. All right, everybody. Follow me on Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy. Same for Instagram. The email for the podcast is negropleaseradio@gmail.com. Peace out. There's a show. That's a show.